As well as it being Easter Monday, today it is World Autism Awareness Day. With me in studio to discuss that and more is Adam Harris, founder of As I Am. Adam, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thanks for having me on, Kieran. Happy World Autism Day.
Yeah, happy World Autism Day to you too. tell me, you and As I Am are involved in this campaign with SuperValue. Explain it to me.
Yeah, so I think in recent years, Ireland's become a very autism-aware place in that we've all heard the word before. We nearly all know somebody on the autism spectrum, or if we don't, we've seen The Good Doctor or Atypical, or we've read The Curious Incident, The Dog in the Nighttime. We probably all have an image of autism in our head. Where I think there's still a journey to go is to becoming a society that really understands autistic people, because autism is an invisible condition. I have autism. I don't look any different to you. Autistic people, every single person is very different. But the way autistic people think, experience the world and experience the environment around us is very different to people who are not autistic. But because people don't look different and because there's not a huge understanding, often people can just be seen as rude or difficult or can be excluded from society. So even though in a very short period of time, we've a situation now where 1 in 65 people in Irish schools have a diagnosis of autism, and 86% of students with autism attend mainstream school. I think the real challenge is that in the community, often how the community works isn't very accessible. So particularly as people become older, it can be hard to go to the supermarket, it can be hard to go to restaurants, it can be hard to participate in the community. What SuperValue are trying to do as a business at the centre of communities across the country is to try and ensure that their business is autism friendly and accessible. So this is a journey that they've been on over the last year or so that we've been happy to support them with. Started with one retailer, Scally's in Cork, deciding we're going to have a time every week where customers who are autistic can come and have a slightly better shopping experience. So a lot of people with autism can become overwhelmed by the environment. So we're going to turn down the lights and turn off the music. Very quickly, other SuperValue stores started participating. And then they engaged with As I Am in the Middletown Centre and said, how can we do this in a bigger way? So this has led to trying to help the preparation for shopping be better. So it includes things like having resources online so people can prepare for their visit, because imagining things can be hard for autistic people. But also the real key thing, I suppose, and what makes this campaign particularly exciting for me as someone involved in autism advocacy is the recognition that we need to change behaviours and attitudes. Because when I talk to other autistic people and families, they don't say to me, oh, you know, the main reason I don't go shopping is because of noise. What they actually say is, I go, I find it really difficult, and I have a meltdown, or I begin to stim, which is where a person does a repetitive thing, and people stare, or people pass comment, or people presume that my child is just bold, or people think I'm acting suspiciously. So what SuperValue are doing is they're educating all their staff right across the country through an e-learning module about how they can be more inclusive, how they can effectively communicate and effectively facilitate autistic shoppers, but also educating the customer about if you see people who act differently, they are welcome in store, and there's little things you can do to be more inclusive too.
Well, you mentioned the difficulty in imagining the store, and I was just reading through some of the notes, and there was an idea that, you know, the layout of the store would be available online so people could see where things are. And it's that kind of struck a chord with me. It just drives me nuts when I go and things have been moved and they're not, and I have to, you know, it sounds such a stupid thing. I have to walk over to one aisle and then I have to go back to an aisle I was on. It's just so inefficient. That's what really annoys me, the inefficiency of it. I cover too much ground. But it strikes me that for someone, I suppose, with other issues, not just an anger and inefficiency, it would be really difficult to go in and find that, hold on, like the bakery section used to be here and now it's over here. They've moved this promotion from here to here. And it, like, what's something that they might have got completely used to, suddenly they're knocked off their stride.
That can be so challenging. But what can also be so challenging, for example, is that if you're an autistic person, you might be able to go to the supermarket, but there might be certain areas that are just too overwhelming, or certain areas that you really need to prepare for. So this map not only has a layout of the store, it will also show you particular areas of high intensity. So whether it's noise, whether it's smell, whether it's texture. And what it enabled the customer to do is not only be aware of that before they go to the store, but also actually log on to supervalue.ie/autism-friendly and listen to some of the noises and kind of prepare for what that environment is going to be like. So preparation is really key. That kind of links to every day when autistic people are going to the supermarket, something you probably don't have to put a great deal of thought into. People really have to prepare. So what SuperValue are trying to say is, well, autistic people have to prepare, and here's some things the rest of the world can do to make this process easier. So we've kind of three key messages for people around the country, both staff of SuperValue and members of the public, for World Autism Month, but indeed for the whole year round. One is to use plain language. So in Ireland, whatever we mean, we tend to say the opposite. We use a lot of humour, a lot of slang, and this can get very confusing for autistic people who often understand words exactly as they are written down. So just to actually be more conscious of how we're communicating, are we saying exactly what we mean? The second piece is to be patient. So it's this piece about it can take a lot longer to prepare. Change can be a lot more difficult. Maybe you're used to using till number two and till number two is suddenly closed one day. So just be aware of people who may have to do things the same way or may take a little bit longer to process information. And the third is to be accepting. And I can't emphasize how important this one is, because it kind of sounds like the fluffy one at the end, but it's so important that if you see a child who's really tried to do their shopping but has reached a point where they're so overwhelmed they can't communicate that anymore, and maybe they're on the lying on the ground screaming, experiencing what we call a meltdown, or if you see an adult man and he's very excited or he's very worried about something and he's flapping his hand, our tendency is to stare or pass comment or jump very quickly to conclusions. Can that woman not look after her child? Why is that man doing it? It makes me uncomfortable. But to just realise that if we're just actually a lot more accepting, it will facilitate autistic shoppers, but it will also, I think, create a lot more of an accepting environment in store and indeed in the community as well.
Yeah, I remember meeting a family who had done a great thing. They had drawn up a map themselves of their local supermarket at home and had all the food in little cut-out pieces, and they put them around and let their child kind of take part in the planning process. So they had a map in their head. But of course, it would be much easier for them with initiatives like this if there was an online thing that, so when things were moved, they'd know how to do it.
But also in store, in some stores around the country, there's now a thing called the ALF trolley, which is a special trolley for families to use that actually has images of all the food. So the person can see as they're getting through their store how close they are to being complete. And I suppose can also kind of play a role in the shopping because they know what's going on and they can kind of be assigned tasks, etc.
When you talk about acceptance, has society got that bit better though? Like, because there is much better awareness than there used to be.
I think there's a huge willingness. So what I sometimes say is we mainstreamed people in a very Irish way, which is we're going to do it and we're not going to talk about it and we're not going to give the people the tools to know how to include people. It's particularly becoming relevant because we often associate autism with children, but autistic children become autistic adults. And there's a generation of people who, if you like, are the first generation of people who are mainstreamed, who are reaching adulthood. So it's about taking the conversation outside the classroom now and into all aspects of the community. There's huge willingness. So, for example, we've just announced last week that Dublin City University has become the first autism-friendly university in the world. We're working with a lot of public services, a lot of recreational clubs. SuperValue is leading the way amongst retailers. So there's a lot of willingness. I think the key thing is it can't happen fast enough. Because there is a huge amount of social isolation, exclusion, mental health challenges in our community that aren't to do with having autism, they're to do with how society responds to autism.
When you talk about the various, the SuperValue, say, is what you're here talking about because that's what you're involved with, but you know, I know that there are other stores as well. Yeah. Lidl last week just announced, you know, an expansion of a kind of an autism friendly shopping hour or a shopping night every week as well. So there are other stores. In terms of other things that are particularly chaotic that we engage in, I'm just thinking of when you go up to the local swimming pool, the public pool, and it's particularly chaotic, you know, that might be difficult for somebody on the spectrum, some people on the spectrum. You know, is it important that this goes beyond, I suppose, that just the supermarket shelves for the moment?
Well, I always say that if you want to mainstream autism, it has to be something that's a matter for the butcher, the baker and the candlestick maker. So everyone has a role to play. It's not for somebody else, because that wouldn't be mainstreaming if it was. So on our website, asiam.ie, there's a huge amount of tools for just about, I think, every type of organisation for very small steps they can take to become autism friendly. The really important point I'd make about SuperValue is these changes aren't preventing business. The store experience will be the same for anybody who isn't autistic, but they're enabling more people to participate. They're enriching autistic people's lives, but also allowing more people to access the business. So I think what's really important to say is that this is good for everybody, and there's small changes that you can make that will enable you to include autistic people.
And so for people who own other businesses, I'm sure it's the same for them.
Absolutely. Whether you're a sports club, whether you're a leisure centre, whether you're a restaurant or a bar, whether you are a shopping centre, there's a huge number of steps you can take. And there's a huge community of people. We're talking about 1 in 65 people of a school age. And if you work out that everyone has 4 key family members, you're talking about a community of around 250,000 people.
You mentioned sports clubs there, and we're actually going to be speaking to a sports club, St. Kevin's, from the South Inner City in a few minutes now. It's about playing pitches and the unavailability of playing pitches. But I'm struck that over the last couple of weeks there's been a lot of conversation about participation in sports around how sports grants are doled out and everything like that. But how autism-friendly are sporting organisations in Ireland?
So there's been a lot of work done by people like the IRFU and a fantastic in IT Tralee. There's actually a centre of excellence called the CARA Centre around making sport more inclusive in Ireland. I think we have a journey to go because we really need to ensure that when young autistic people experience sport, that it's a positive experience. Mm. The reality is team playing can be hard, the environment can be challenging. And when people have a negative experience of sport or people are excluded from sport, that I suppose becomes an association, and there is a huge challenge presently, for example, around lack of participation and also obesity within our community. So there's some really key things that can happen around making sure that the environment within a club is correct, that the coaches know how to give instructions, and also I suppose that it is favouring participation, that autistic people may not always be the best at a sport, but it's very important that people do find a physical activity outlet.
All right, look, on that note, that story about St Kevin's GA Club, we're going to come back to in just a moment after this break. Adam Harris, founder of As I Am. Adam, thanks very much for coming
in. Thanks, Ciarán. Appreciate it.